Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Burnside. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier bunts towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tasby. King reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Romano reaches second base with a double. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-0 in the game. Cottier strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Held reaches second base with a double. There goes Green trying to get to home. Pearsall throws the ball into Schmidt, who tags Green, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamlin. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hamlin steals second. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. King takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Bright moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive to center field. Hirschl throws towards third. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Essigian goes all the way around to score. Green moves to third. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Kirkland pinch runs for Gene Green. Jim Hannon now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive to center field. Hirschl throws towards first. Bright fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bright. Kirkland scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle is walked intentionally. Al Luplow pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Rudolph now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Al Luplow now playing left field. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Ty Cline pinch hits for Willie Tasby. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier misplays the ball. That's an error on Cotier. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing center field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. King hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bright. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held bunts towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. Kirkland moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkland tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ken Retzer pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.